We're learning the Kanda Kemach by Rabbeinu Bechaye. Rabbeinu Bechaye was a disciple of the Rashba, who was a disciple of the Ramban. So we know the Ramban Nachmanides was from the great rabbis of Spain, and his disciple, the Rashba, went in his footsteps in both being a great scholar in Talmud and also in the secrets of the Torah, Kabbalah. The Rashba also headed his generation. And the Rashba had a few famous students, one of which was the Rabbeinu Bechaye ben Ashel. Now, we're going to begin. Rabbeinu Bechaye wrote a work called Kada Kemach, the pitcher of flour. And the pitcher of flour. And it's organized according to the Aleph Beis. It's a work that analyzes different concepts. And we're going to see how he teaches us about these concepts, both halachically, philosophically, and musar. And going in the footsteps of his predecessors and what was accepted in his day, was that each work begins with a poem introducing the work. So we're going to begin with this poem. And we're reading the Hebrew and translating it. We're working off of the Mosad Rav Kook edition. That's the one with Rav Shavel's commentary. In the major book, it's called Kitvei Rabbeinu Bechaye, the writings of Rabbeinu Bechaye. This is the first work that's quoted, the Kada Kemach. Shir Ticha, song of introduction. Atchil lichtov Kada Kemach. I'll begin to write the book, the picture of flower. Now we know that Kada Kemach was what Elio made the miracle with. You remember when Elio came to the widow, there was no food. She told her, I have nothing left, but she told him, I have nothing left but a little bit of flour, a little bit of oil. And he told her, no, you keep using it, and you're going to see, Kada Kemach lo tichla, v'tzapachat amayim lo tichle. He told her, they both will keep sustaining you, this flask of flour and oil. They're going to last. So he named his work Kada Kemach. And Rabbeinu Bechaye writes, Atchil lichtov, I begin to write, Kada Kemach, this flask of flour, Be'ezrat ha-mevi'it avdo tzemach, with the assistance of the one who is going to bring his servant, the Mashiach, who's known as Tzemach, Ekra l'chol tzameh v'yishteh me'be'er, I call to all the thirsty, come drink the waters of the well, Yorav lo yitzma v'yal tzemach. He'll be satiated, he won't be thirsty, and he himself will bear fruit. Koban sfatai kriv le'el yotzer, the sacrifice of my lips, I bring before my master, the omnipotent who formed, Me'chayim nisko v'chad kemach, the waters of life I pour before him, meaning the Torah is the waters of life, and behold my flask of flour. This is the book of the generation, and it's the people who have derived of it, and the people who have invested their strength in it. We are a generation who are tired from the exile and the different sorrows that have afflicted us. This generation should find in this book rest. And we know that because of the different sorrows, the different things, the decrees and trials and tribulations of the generation, people's hearts have been stuffed, people's understanding has been minimized. And the yoke, their weight, has weighed down on them. As they stand in the small space that's left in their heart, they find their brains are limited. When people are dealing with so many difficult things, they have a hard time to take note and climb the ladder. Their feet are caught in the traps of life. And they feel like their protector, God, so to speak, has left them. And their brain, they find short. They feel like they don't have enough intellect to climb the ladder to the Talmud. He says our generation is contending with so much troubles that many people are finding themselves incapable of learning the Talmud. And the Talmud really is the most precious. And they can't learn it and they can't learn the explanation of the mitzvos and what's permissible and what the laws are. Uveretz nachalei drashot v'agadot imtzu nachal yonim u'mechot shananim. So these people who are contending with life, and they can't find the time and the understanding to learn Talmud, so they find their rest and their spiritual satiation, they find in the works of the drashos and the stories. Manamu lehem ha-midrashim, they like the midrashim so much, af ki le'yichidim yiru'u lehem b'miktzatam shorashim, yisu anaf yasu, perot yishanim gam chadashim, ki hem kodesh kodashim. Even though the midrashim really, only a few people get to see a little bit of the roots that really bear fruits, that really the midrashim are the source of the holy of holies. We know midrashim have a hidden message behind them. Meimei maim shenem sof, the words of the midrashim are really waters that there's no end. Nefesh hakol aleihem tichsof, everyone covets to know really what's behind the midrash. Al ken ratziti lechaber chibur hazeh, that's why I wanted to compose this composition, Atzmiach b'matei avrashot tzema, in order to make grow among the drashos, among the speeches, that my staff will grow. Ve'eleti shem zeh sefer kad hakemach, I named this book The Flask of Flour, asher yesodei hadat alav nishanim, because the foundations of the religion are going to be based on, in this book. Uve'et yishalu mishpetei tzedek, lo yedu lehashiv alav la ba'al hin hin. And if people ask, what's the right way? People don't know to answer. This is wrong. This is right. That's why I wanted for the people who can't learn Talmud, and all they want to read are Agados and Midrashim, and that's what they can do. So I wanted to plant for them among the speeches a plant. I named this work The Flask of Flour. From this work, I hope that all those that are hungry to hear the word of God will be fed. From there, they'll be able to approach the altar that's standing in the Holy Holies. Everyone's going to find food in it, for it is with 22 lines of rhymes. That's in the end of the work, he's going to have a song, 22 lines long, and the Rabbeinu Bechai is alluding over here that in that song really you'll find anything you want to know. That song in the end, he says, any question you have, you'll find the answer over there. V'iktan mitzvot ha-Torah mistabchim u'vanfim midot nechazim maturim mele'im. He says, my work is going to deal with some of the mitzvot of the Torah, and it's going to deal with the traits, and the lines are filled. Avnei chepetz nimakshin drushin. It's really things that people seek. Ki hem misparam shishim. Shishimim adroim atzichim na'adam na'anagato. We have 60 things that a person needs to know in order to behave properly. And I'm going to enumerate them and explain them in this work. Dvarim mesaprim kvodelu kdushato. Among the things we're going to discuss is the honor of God and His holiness. Sham askir turat adam v'inyan avodato v'yeto midotav. In this work I will speak about man's function in this world, man's responsibility in this world, about man's work, and all of man's traits. Shama ve'omadei Hashem u'ktzat mitzvotav. I'll also explain God's holidays and some of the mitzvos. V'atamdim ha'chavirim asher kivat elpim yechpatzun. And the students and friends who seek closeness with God, sham yavinu v'yaskilu. In my work they'll be able to understand and learn. V'lo yikashlu ki yirutzun. They'll be able to run through it. It's an easy work. Sham yiru mo'na lo yikedem in ma'glotam yirutzun. Over here they'll find a place of rest that's close to God, so to speak. Sham yirut ha-derech yirchubav et ha-maseh asher yasun. From this work, you could learn how to behave. V'yan yiyah al derech slula, yemher ha-meyen nimtzoch ha-tzoh nekala. And being that I wrote it in a very clear fashion, every chapter has a heading, and it's all arranged according to the alphabet, so anyone that's looking for a certain subject could look it up easily in this work. Ratziti liyot melech tibri zeh ba-alphabet ha-mutzumedet. I wanted this work to be according to the order of the alphabet, so that you can find every mitzvah or every trait in its specific letter. When a person wants to give a speech, he could just look at my rhyme that's in the end of the work. And that will help him to go up on the upper path that everyone seeks. That everyone seeks out, that goes up to Beit El. to the house of God, so to speak. And the rock, who's been my support from the time I was in my mother's stomach, I rely on him. He should save me from making any errors in this work. He should reveal to me from his Torah wondrous things. And he should make our portion with those that can, so to speak, enjoy themselves in his rivers, the rivers of his pampering. We should live in God's rivers of pampering, so to speak, life that's eternal in Kol Yisrael Chavrim Kulam, with all of Israel, who are all unified. Notice he ends with the words Chaye, Chaye, Chaye. He's quoting verses that all have his name, Rabbeinu Bechaye. And we will fulfill the verse, Hashem is upon them, they will live, and whoever, and all among them will have God's spirit of life, and may God heal me and give me life. So that's the end of Rabbeinu Bechaye's song of introduction. And the first thing Rabbeinu Bechaye is going to discuss is Emunah.
Sorry, what is this?